The good news is school's out. The bad news is, what are the kids going to do all summer long? And no, not play with those screens and those video games to get out and experience Alaska. I'm talking with Katie Shedden, who is at the Kenai Watershed Forum and in charge of summer camps. I remember, Katie, the first summer camp that the Watershed Forum did with Dan Piscucci, and it was amazing. You've stepped into those huge shoes, and you have summer camps coming up this summer. Tell me about those.
Yeah, Dan definitely left behind big shoes to fill, but I'm trying to help kids get out, get their shoes a little muddy. We have summer camps through June and July for ages 6 to 12. Spaces are going quick, but kids will get to spend an entire week outside learning more about our rivers and lakes that we have here in Alaska, getting to do some hands-on experiments with them.
That's the wonderful thing ever since the camp started is that it's a learning experience. It's not only fun, it's discovery, and every kid has that quest to foreknowledge, but then they learn things that they will last a lifetime with them. What age groups will be available for the summer camp this year?
Yeah, so we split our camps into two groups. So we have novice naturalists, which are ages 6 to 8, and then we have intermediate ecologists, ages 9 to 12. So our younger kids are more based on exploring and having fun outside, and then once they get into that older group, it's more scientific focused, doing, you know, making actual observations, writing things down, identifying things, so it kind of steps it up a little bit.
So caring for the environment becomes fun.
Oh, yeah, it's always fun. And spending time outside, learning how to do it safely, and gaining that confidence and those skills to become river stewards in the future.
Now, do they also get to meet and hang out with kids that they didn't know before, making new friends that, again, go on to make lifetime memories?
Oh, yeah. Usually there are a couple kids that'll know each other from school, but then by the end of it, you know, they're hanging out with kids that they've never met before. They're asking their parents if they can exchange emails and addresses so they can talk to each other throughout the school year and kind of make those long-lasting relationships with people.
And what kind of costs are involved to get a kid to summer camp?
Yeah, so our summer camp fees this year, it's $300 for each student per week. We do have scholarships available. We will never turn anyone away for their ability if they can't pay. We have scholarships that have been donated through the Rotary Club of Soldotna, the 100 Women Who Care, and through individual donations that we've gotten throughout the year.
No kid's going to be turned away.
Yeah, kid is never turned away for their ability to not pay. We want to get anyone outside.
And that life-changing experience, and for those who can't afford to pay, it's an investment, not just in your child and in your own peace of mind, because you get a whole week with no kids at home, and they come home, and what did you do today? And they're excited to tell mom and dad.
Yep, they are always excited and muddy and very tired. I hear from a lot of our parents that their kids, they always fall asleep in the car on the ride home.
Can they come back the next day in the same clothes, or do they have to have them laundered afterward?
I usually recommend fresh clothes, fresh non-muddy clothes. But, you know, shoes, a lot of kids, they leave their shoes at camp, and those are their mud shoes that they wear every day. So,
Katie, how did you get involved in education and hanging out with kiddos?
Yeah, so when I was young and I was in high school, and, you know, they ask you what you want to be when you grow up, I wanted to be a teacher. But then I realized I love spending time outside, so I combined the two. So I've been doing this for about 9 years now in places all over the country. I've worked in Louisiana, Wisconsin, Hawaii, all bringing kids outside and getting them to explore the natural community that they live in.
You like playing with kids.
It's pretty great. You know, they always bring that joy that you kind of lose as you get older. So it helps me stay young.
That way you never have to grow up.
Oh, for sure.
Katie, if people want to enroll for the camp, there's still spaces available, and how would they do it?
Yeah, so our camp registration is on our website, kenaiwatershed.org, under our youth programs category. People can also give me a call at 907-252-3443, and I can kind of guide you through that process.
And you are building future caring for the Kenai winners as they get outside and see how to take care of the environment. Katie Shedden is the Educational Director at the Kenai Watershed Forum. I'm Earl Sikorsky, returning you to that summer camping sound of KSRM.